MTV Cast.
MTV Cast, Paul with Mac. Just finished the 750. Long day. Long couple of days, although it was really one day because I haven't slept. Ended up dropping into the canyon just after 6, got my bike all set up. Oh, was it heavy, heavier than I remember. And so I made my way down in the canyon. It was beautiful. It was pretty incredible in the dark. And started making my way up, and it was really slow going. It's, I ended up not tracking at all, it looked like. But I made my way out through the under the North Rim about 1 p.m., and it was that was a long day, very slow, very painful. I'll probably never be able to walk the same again. But it was so beautiful there, even at night in the canyon. The skies were just incredible, stars, the absence of light down there. And then once I actually got to the top, a couple of riders were there, Liz and Brett and Adrian and Rick were up. Adrian and Rick had already taken off. And I couldn't pedal straight to the, at the time, couldn't walk hardly. My obviously didn't practice enough hiking in the canyon, but feels good to be finished. What a great race. What a great event. It was very, very taxing physically. I'm sure there's a lot of things I could have, should have, would have done differently to prepare. I learned a lot about myself, and just an amazing event. I'm not saying I'll never do that again, because I said that last year about 300, and here I am. But thanks for everything. Talk to you later. Bye.
This is Glenn Pendry on the AZT 750. I'm at Buffalo Park. I've twisted my ankle. I don't think I can ride the trails anymore. I'm going to do a road ride up to Utah. Thanks a lot, everybody, and good luck to those still going.
What's up, everybody? This is Liz Sanfi calling in for the first time. I'm actually finished with the race. I finished yesterday, Saturday, at 6:44 p.m., which takes the new women's record. So I'm pretty psyched about that. Had a blast out there on the Arizona Trail. I had so much fun. Really, really, really great riding, and great people. Good to ride. There's some miles with some of you out there. The canyon was epic. I'm looking forward to listening to everybody else's call-ins. I chose to not bring a large battery bank on the race, and so I needed to save my phone battery. So I didn't make any phone calls actually during the race at all. But figured I'd give a call in now. Definitely had some weather during the race. It wasn't called for, but I got rained on a handful of times, which was fine. I had a little emergency poncho, but it did get a little chilly out there. Definitely pretty warm in the desert, but totally expected, so that was no big deal. I'm pretty tired. I'm just eating everything in sight. My voice is still kind of gone, and my feet are just two giant blisters from going downhill in the canyon. So right now I'm hobbling around my buddy's place with the use of some ski poles, and my ankles are too swollen to really bend them, so it's kind of funny to the state of post-ultra racing. It was fun to see everybody down at the finish line last night, hanging out with Justin and Ben and Rick and Adrian, finished just before I did. And we were waiting on on Brett and Paul to come in, but they were taking their time, and eventually I had to take off. So missed those guys. But yeah, really, really fun time in the race. Beautiful trail, beautiful state of Arizona. And so excited to have been able to experience that. I think that's pretty much everything. I don't know if I'll be back. No, I'm just kidding. I will. Definitely. I already know how I can go faster. So eventually I will be back, but got to let those canyon memories fade a little bit first. All right. Good luck to everybody who's still racing out there. Congrats to everybody that finished and is about to finish. And see you next time.